we'd like you to eavesdrop on this executive board meeting in a hat-making firm sometime beyond the year 2000.
All right, simmer down. This meeting of the United Haberdashery Corporation Board of Directors will now come to order. Come to order, for crying out loud! All right, now let's get right to business. I presume you have all looked over the latest sales figures. I think I can characterize them in one word. Lousy! Look at this. Hats are down. Chapeaux are down. Caps are down. Tiaras are down. Crowns are down. Babushkas are down. Everything is down, down, down! Furthermore, the sales department predicts that matters are only going to get worse. Swanson! You're the president of United Haberdashery. You're supposed to be doing something about this. So tell us, please, what are you doing about it?
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, as we have heard, haberdashery sales have been crippled badly since the last nuclear war. The loss of revenue has been no surprise to any of us, but it is not this loss which concerns us today. It is the prediction that sales will decline even further in the future. Gentlemen, I contest the projections of the sales department. It is my contention that sales will be greater than ever.
Now,
I know my prediction is hard to believe, and I intend to give you a full explanation before we leave this room today. But first, I wish you to hear a very special report from a very special man, Professor Ralph Entwiller of the American Foundation of Eugenics. Professor, please.
Thank you. Mr. Swanson asked me to speak to you today about the future. I know nothing about the haberdashery business. My field is eugenics, and my specialty is the study of radiation biology.
Professor, could you be more specific, please?
I deal with mutations, gentlemen, mutations that will soon become the norm of birth. Already the percentage of mutated births is close to 65, and we believe it will increase as time goes by.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. What does any of this have to do with us?
Ah, a great deal. For one thing, gentlemen, we're going to be selling twice as many hats.
The weird little appetizer that you have just sampled was titled Merchant, and it was written by the wonderful New York writer, Mr. Henry Slesser, adapted by the wonderful Los Angeles writer, Mr. Yuri Rasovsky. And in the cast, you heard Hamilton Camp as the chairman, Phil Proctor as the CEO, and Ira Burton as the professor.